And welcome, listeners. I am Janet Coleman, the WBAI Arts Director. Ordinarily in this time slot, you would be hearing the CCCP, that's the Christmas Coup Comedy Players, and the monthly Laughing Nightmare. But in its place today, we bring you an on-air WBAI election forum. I'm joined here in the studio by Dale Ratner, our local election supervisor. Hiya, Dale.
Hello.
Welcome to this hour in which you will tell us a great deal about what the rules for voting and the rules for becoming an LSB candidate are. And sharing in that procedure will be two members of the local station board, heretofore called the LSB, Sean Rhodes, our staff representative. Hi, Sean.
Hello, how are you?
And Nia Bediako, who is a listener sponsor and represents that end of the board. Hi, Nia.
Hello, listeners. Hello, everybody in the studio.
Now, we're also joined in L.A. momentarily by Casey Peters, who is our national elections supervisor. And what he does is he ties in the work of the five sister stations, and they're each of them having separate local election supervisors. So, Dale, you're one of five, right?
Yes, I'm one of five.
Each of you runs the local station, and then Casey takes over the national issues. And I don't know what those are, but perhaps you can give us a little clue as to what the national supervisor does. We don't have him yet with us.
Okay, what Casey does is, he has many responsibilities. So if there's ever a dispute that the local elections supervisors at any of the Pacifica stations would need consulting on, we would go to him so he can act as a mediator. He acts as our contact person to the national board, to Dan Siegel, who's the corporate counsel for the Pacifica Foundation. He helps with the mailing of the ballots for each of the five stations. He's the one who organizes that. And in November, when all the ballots are in, he will be the one who tallies the ballots.
Okay, well, I think we are actually joined now in Los Angeles by Casey Peters. Hiya, Casey.
Hello, yes, I am calling from Los Angeles.
Dale has just given us an overview of what your responsibilities are and how you interact with the five local supervisors. And now what I think we should attend to is the rules for voting here. What entails becoming a legitimate voting member in the WBAI elections?
Well, first of all, we want to alert your listeners to the fact that August 31st is the date of record for membership. That's coming right up in a few days. Somebody has to have either subscribed at the rate of at least $25 a year in the last year, from September 1st of 2006 to August 31st of 2007. There's two ways to become a listener sponsor member. One is to send in a $25 contribution to WBAI, and the other is to do at least 3 hours of volunteer work that is certified by the volunteer coordinator at BAI.
Right. And now, Dale, do you become in charge of these volunteer lists? Are these collected and given to you so that you have a list and then submit them and then they get their ballots? Is that how it works?
Well, what would happen is Evelyn, who handles membership and subscriptions at WBAI, I work with her to clean up the list and make sure that everyone's listed, and then I hand the list over to Casey and he arranges for everyone to get their ballots.
Okay, so all names eventually go to the National Center, the National, and then all ballots come from there. Am I right, Casey?
Well, yes. We'll be using mailing houses that will handle the lists. And, you know, these companies are discreet and make sure that our lists are protected so that it's a privacy situation. Everybody's information will be protected.
Okay. And now this is a fairly narrow window left for people to become voting members of WBAI by producing $25 and becoming real members. Do they have a chance here to do this by mail? What's the best way, do you suggest, for them to sign up now?
Well, they can do it by mail or by calling the subscriptions department at WBAI, or on August 31st at 5:30 p.m., actually, there'll be a membership party at the station where people can not only come up and give their $25 or more if they so wish to become a voting member and a candidate, they can also pick up the candidate packets and get signatures on their petitions, which we'll get to later.
Or
to sign another candidate's petition, right. Well, we'll get to that in a moment, how to become a run as a candidate, just to cover all the bases for becoming a real listener sponsor. Giving the $25, what are the possible mistakes someone could make in thinking that they're sending in $25 and somehow not getting a ballot? What could they do wrong so that they can take precautions?
They have to make sure that they actively join themselves. You can't become a member just through a gift subscription if somebody else pays for you. You have to write the check or money order yourself and make sure that it arrives at the station in a timely manner. Anything that's postmarked by August 31st, and as long as the check is made out by August 31st and postmarked by then, it should be included in the voting list. That will then be the ballots aren't sent out till the middle of October.
Okay, I just want you to clarify a little bit what that gift means. Why you can't gift someone with a membership?
Well, the idea is that in order to become a member, it's an affirmative act on the part of the person joining.
Mm-hmm. It's not passive, in other words.
And in other words, yes, somebody can't come along and say, well, I'm paying for 100 people to become members. It's intended to be something that is an affirmative act, that is, that somebody really says, hey, I want to support the Pacifica station in New York, and I'm doing it by either sending in money or by doing volunteer work to support the station.
Okay, or by being a staff member also, right?
There's another separate election for paid and unpaid staff members. So in every election cycle, there are 9 listener sponsor seats that are up for election and 3 staff, unpaid staff seats that are up for election. And unpaid staff is obvious, people know if they're paid staff or not. Unpaid staff is anyone who's done 20 or more hours of certified volunteer work at WBAI from June 1st, 2007 to August 31st, 2007.
And that constitutes an unpaid producer.
And that constitutes an unpaid staff member. Okay, not all of them are associated with shows.
Right.
Some do.
Right.
Data entry or editing.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So have we covered all of that, how to be a voting member? Neo, has something to add here?
Yes, I'd just like to interject. At some point, I guess that a card will be played so that you listeners will understand further in terms of becoming a member. Is this 3 hours volunteer still? You may volunteer 3 hours?
Yes, it's three hours of volunteer work.
That's correct. So
that has to be completed from September 1st of last year
to August 31st of this year. That's correct.
Okay. Well, I think we've covered all of those bases now. Now I think what we should move along to is how it happens that you become a candidate, what it takes to become a candidate for the local station board, what are the requirements, what are the procedures that have to be followed, and what are the deadlines, and so forth. Who would like to begin, Casey or Dale? Speak up.
I'll start with this. All right, so what will be given out at the August 31st party, or can also be gotten by emailing me at votewbai@gmail.com, is there's a candidate information packet. And anyone who's an active member, who's an active listener sponsor member, can become a candidate if they so wish to. And there is a petition. You need the support of at least 15 other listener sponsor members, so, and that's due on September 25th, 2007, which is a Tuesday. And besides that, there's a candidate statement of 500 words or less about why you want to run for the board. There are questionnaires, a 20 point questionnaire that'll be handed out that, and as part of the ballot packet, so people know what you stand for on certain issues, what your vision is for the station's future.
May I ask, in that questionnaire that potential candidates are to fill out, are these, who reads them? Who reads the answers to the questionnaire? Because it says in the packet that I read, if you write within the limitation of 300 words or shorter, is more likely that your answer will be read. Now, does that mean that some people will be writing in the dark here? Or will everything be looked at eventually?
Well, it will all be posted online. The candidate statement to which Dale just referred, it's 500 words or less, will be included in the voter pamphlet that is mailed out with the ballot. But the questionnaire's replies will all be posted online so that people can go to the website and compare the different answers the candidates give about their vision for Pacifica and WBAI.
So in other words, I was more threatened by this questionnaire than any candidate needs to be. It's for the voting members, the answers to these questions. It's to get to know the candidate a little better, huh?
Yeah, so it's more of a suggestion that people might not want to read
long
a 1,000-word answer for each of the questions. Mm-hmm. So the shorter you are, the more likely someone will read your entire viewpoint.
Sean?
In years past, the candidate packet has been available online so folks can download that. Is that practice being continued this year? Dale?
We are working on having a national website for elections, and we don't have the packet available for download on that yet. Some of the stations do have it on their station websites, for instance, at kpfk.org. I know you can get the packet downloaded from there, and it's the same packet you'd get from WBAI. You can also get it by emailing your local election supervisor at votewbai@gmail.com.
You can get it online? You can get it online that way?
It's not. Well, I can email it to people. It's not available for download yet. I have to work with the website maintainers at WBAI to make it available for downloading.
But otherwise, we're saying that these packets can be picked up either here at WBAI or at particularly at this sort of membership party on August 31st or anywhere before September 25th? Is that
right? Especially if they email me, if they want me to mail them a packet, I'll be happy to print one out if people give me their addresses in an email, again, at votewbai@gmail.com. So if they want the hard copy, I can mail them to people that way.
Now, before we engage our board members a little bit in explaining what the responsibilities of being on this board are, I wonder if you might read a couple of those questions, sort of probing questions that one might be expected to respond to if you were running as a candidate.
All right.
Do you want to give us a few examples?
I'll give you four examples. The first question is, why do you wish to serve on the local station board?
Mm-hmm.
And then a little down the line at number six is, how do you view the dynamics between Pacifica Network and local station autonomy?
Mm-hmm.
How should Pacifica Foundation find a wider audience? And one more example is, technologically, what technology should the Pacifica Foundation consider for the future? And how can our station better serve underrepresented communities?
So this is pretty much runs the gamut of things that might be really required to hold your own interest in participating in a local board, to be concerned about, right?
Exactly. These are all very important issues for the local station board to deal with, I'm sure. Nia and Sean can talk about that in more detail than I can.
And they will in just a moment. In this packet also is included the Pacifica Mission?
Yes, there's the Pacifica Mission. There are fair campaign provisions. All candidates and are required to abide by the fair campaign provisions. And also all programmers, staff, and management have their own fair campaign provisions. So even staff members who have no interest in running for the board are required to abide by the fair campaign provisions.
And Casey, would you give us just a few short notions of what fair campaigning really constitutes, the underlying principles, and that, I suppose, is how we use our air to maintain fairness?
Well, given that our nonprofit foundation is centered around a non-commercial radio network, what we're talking about is a situation where some people have access to the airwaves and therefore to the listener sponsors of the station, and there are other people who don't. In order to level the playing ground, we have certain requirements that that programmers are not allowed to endorse or even mention the listener sponsor candidates on air, except when we have a candidate forum where all the candidates get to participate, or we have 60-second announcements where each candidate has a chance to record one of those and they get played in rotation. So in other words, what we're trying to do is give fair and equivalent coverage to all the candidates using our airwaves and other station resources.
Well, thank you. I think maybe we might move along to our board members, and I want to tell you that this is the on-air WBAI election forum. I'm Janet Coleman here with Dale Ratner, the local election supervisor, Casey Peters, a national election supervisor, who is calling in here from Los Angeles, Sean Rhodes, our staff board member, and Nia Bediako, who is a listener sponsor representative to the board. Now, Nia, why don't we talk a little bit about what actually goes on once you take on this responsibility of becoming a candidate for election? Suppose you get elected. Now what? What are you going to be spending your year or 3 years doing as a board member?
Okay, Jen, thank you very much for your question. I'd like to say good afternoon, listeners. As Jen said, my name is Nia Bediako. I'm the local station board's vice president, and as part of my responsibility in informing those of you out there who would like to become members, that there's the waiver process, and the waiver process is a process by which, as Casey Peters just mentioned, the national election supervisor to serve the underserved people. I work in the tally room a lot, which is also part of responsibility of a board member. And there are some people who cannot make the $25. You know, they're hard-pressed. They might make $10. For those people who've pledged from $5 to $24.99 between September 1st and August 31st of this year, you may get what's called a waiver. The waiver is located on the WBAI.org website, and you may download that. It has to be postmarked by August 31st of this year. For those of you who really can't afford the $25, that's the process that Pacifica Foundation has set up for you to become a member.
Okay.
There are 12 specific duties of a local station board member.
Okay, this is returning to the original question, what the board member is required to do.
That's a little
byway there to get the waivers in, which really should have been included in the requirement for voting. So keep in mind that there are waivers. Okay.
Yes.
And these now are the board member's requirements, I think, for the LSB.
Yeah, and that too was a board member responsibility. In terms of the board member, there are 12 specific duties that board members are supposed to fulfill, and these can be found from the Pacifica bylaws. It's Article 7, Section 3. And I think it's important, I don't know if maybe Sean would like to share them with me. I'll do half and you do the other half if you would like to find them.
I have them.
You have them? Okay. So very quickly, I will go through them. And it's important for you listeners who want to become members to familiarize yourselves with this. And first, they are to review and approve the station's budget and make quarterly reports, to screen and select a pool of candidates for the position of general manager, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's general manager. Both the executive director and the local station board, I think Sean will help me out here, help my eyesight out here actually, that they're responsible for coming up with a general manager for the stations, to screen and select a pool for the position of station program director, to prepare an annual written evaluation of the station's program director, to work with station management to ensure the station programming fulfilled the purposes of the foundation and is responsive to the diverse needs of listeners, and to conduct town hall meetings to assist in station fundraising. And we, as everybody knows, WBI really needs that. And to actively reach out to underrepresented communities to help the station serve a diversity of all races, creeds, colors, and nations, classes, genders, and sexual orientations, and ages, and to help build collaborative relations with organizations working for similar purposes. To perform community needs assessment to see that.
Can you explain what that means?
Hmm?
Community needs assessment?
Community needs assessment. When Samori Marksman was alive, that's something that I always remember him being very good at. He used to go out to the community, and if you remember, Janet, he used to hold these community forums. They would come back, and they would tape them. And they were like town hall meetings. And whatever questions we had, whatever concerns, for example, the police shooting in Newark right now, if we had a community forum out there, we could talk about that. And although producers do address that here on some programs, that's something that could be brought back.
So that's an actual obligation of the board.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, to go out and talk about that.
Okay.
To ensure that, and to pass motions supporting police, you know, non-police, not to support police brutality, but against police brutality, I should say, to ensure that the station works diligently towards the goal of diversity in setting all levels and maintenance of discrimination, free atmosphere in the workplace. And finally, to exercise all of its powers and duties with care, loyalty, diligence, and sound business judgment consistent with the manner in which those terms are generally defined under applicable California law.
Okay, and that's California law because the Pacifica Foundation is
incorporated
in California.
Correct.
Okay. So now, Sean, do you want to continue? And I hope that your list will include, like, how many times they have to show up.
She read them all. She read
them
all.
That's it? That's all the obligations are?
Technically, there are 13 duties and responsibilities.
Okay.
One that Nia didn't quite state correctly. It's both the executive director and or an LSB may initiate the process to fire a station general manager. However, to effectuate it, both the executive director and the LSB must agree to fire said general manager. If the executive director and the LSB cannot agree, the decision to terminate or retain said general manager shall be made by the board of directors, the national board.
National board.
Right.
Okay. And do you want to explain how members of the LSB become part of the national board and how many of them operate on the national stage?
National representatives are elected in January of each year. In December, the local officers are elected, and then in January, there's a director's meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And from that pool, we elect one director and three members to serve on the national committees, and there are a number of national committees.
Now, what you're talking about here is the board, the local station board, electing representatives to the national board.
Correct.
Right.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There are four delegates from each station that become directors of the foundation.
Right.
From every signal area. One staff and three listeners.
Correct.
So from each station has.
Correct.
So
there. Right.
Okay. Now, and in terms of actual hands-on practical contribution as an LSB member, should our listener here, our potential candidate, be ready to write up the packet and run for election, and now wins the election. And the winning goes through some different sort of voting process, and you can talk about that too. The SV, maybe we'll all talk about that a little bit. But
I mean single transferable voting.
Yes, right. And how many meetings are there? What? Also, are the obligations of a board member in terms of participating in the various committees, standing committees of the LSB? There are many of them, and it takes some amount of commitment to to keep up with them, right?
It does. I'm glad you mentioned there are many, Janet, and I belong to many of them. Not to say that all board members are expected to do that. That would be unrealistic. I wouldn't be, you know, that selfish to say that. But I think it's imperative that each board member at least belongs to a committee. The committees of the local station board, that's where the work takes place. It's in the actual committees. And that, you pass motions and you take that to the local station board. There are, normally, there should be 12 meetings of the local station board per month, but there are times, for example, now...
Per month or per year?
I mean, per year, I'm sorry.
One a month.
Huh? Yeah, one per month.
And there was one just last night.
Yeah, right? Because, yeah. For example, as Sean will jump in here, is that we're doing the budget, and, you know, the budget is a very long process. So, for example, for this time, there's a meeting scheduled in 2 weeks, by the way, which will be September 5th, and that's going to be at... Local 1199, Martin Luther King Center, on the 8th floor, rooms 8. No, I'm sorry. I'm getting my buildings mixed up. In the Adam Clayton Powell Jr. State Office Building, 8th floor, rooms 8, A and B. That's where.
So it might be a very good idea if anyone who wants to run would sample a meeting.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
Okay, Sean, will you tell...
May I interrupt and ask me a... do you need to be a local station board member to participate in the committees, or,
no.
Or can listener sponsors participate as well?
No, you do not. It's an open meeting, and anybody could attend. But you need two board members in the committees in order to start a meeting after you've met, you know, before you meet quorum. You have to have two local station board members for it to be a legitimate meeting, yes.
Okay. And you want to talk about some of these committees. What are they exactly?
What are they?
You have 2.5 minutes to do that.
You want me to take some, Sean?
Well, as Nia mentioned, we have the Waivers Committee, and that's set up to grant, to waive the membership for those who have expressed a sincere and genuine interest in becoming members but cannot afford the $25 membership fee or cannot donate 3 hours of their time during the record date, between the record period. There's also the Finance Committee, which assists in creating the budget. There's also the Programming Committee, which is supposed to look at the mechanisms and how programming decisions are made at WBAI. You have...
the Management Evaluation that does the evaluations of the program director and the general manager and the...
Membership Outreach
Membership
Outreach Fundraising Committee.
Right.
And that does what, Sean?
Well, let Nia take that one.
Okay.
She's involved in that.
Okay.
Yeah. What we do, we're responsible for setting up the town hall meetings. We also go out and we try to recruit new members to the station. And basically, we're like the another mouthpiece of the station, letting people know, letting people know that the station exists and what a wonderful place it is. And just let them know the information that you get from you. And it's important not only to listen, but to actually join the station. Because if you don't join, then we cannot exist.
So there are a whole bunch of little committees where if you have strengths as a candidate in one or the other, you might put the weight of your energy into one committee or another, right?
Correct.
And then you go to the basic meeting once a month.
Yeah,
and those are in different places throughout the city?
No. The local station board committee meetings are always on site here at WBAI.
I mean the actual LSB meetings.
Right.
They
those are spread out.
Those are spread out to give the different boroughs an even chance
and exposure.
Give different listeners a chance to show up in different boroughs. Well, we're going to take a little break now. This is the on-air WBAI election forum. We're going to take a station break, and we will be back to be with you, and we will anticipate also some listener call-ins at 212-209-2900. So if you have questions for Dale Ratner or Casey Peters, or Sean Rhodes or Nia Bediako, please give us a call.
This is Lawrence Block, and you're listening to WBAI in New York City. Listener supported and non-commercial.
August 31st is almost here. Are you a member of WBAI? Do you want to vote or run in the upcoming election for the local station board? If you haven't paid your $25 membership fee or donated 3 hours of your time to WBAI since September 1st, 2006, you won't be able to participate. If you cannot afford the fee or donate the time, you may be able to become a member by applying for a hardship waiver. To get an application, write to WBAI Local Station Board, Box 400, New York, New York, 10272, or call 212-209-2919 or go to www.wbai.org. Applications will be decided case by case. Your application must be postmarked no later than August 31st, 2007, so act now. That's WBAI Local Station Board, P.O. Box 400, New York, New York, 10272, or 212-209-2919.
This urgent message is read on behalf of WBAI's Program Director, Bernard White. To all listeners and members who received an email from a WBAI local station board member requesting that instead of sending your donations to WBAI, that you send them to his personal address, that's right, to his personal address, please disregard this totally inappropriate request. Again, disregard this totally inappropriate request. This individual has neither the authority nor the right to ask you to redirect your money away from WBAI's authorized post office box. Please follow the established protocol and continue to send your pledges to WBAI, Post Office Box 30540, New York, New York, 10087. That's WBAI, Post Office Box 30540, New York, New York, 10087.
And we return to the on-air WBAI election forum. I'm Janet Coleman, the arts director, and reminding you, once a month you would ordinarily be hearing the CCCP, the Christmas Coup Comedy Players Monthly Laughing Nightmare in this spot, but today we are pursuing another kind of election. Not George Bush or Hillary Clinton. We are pursuing the information on the WBAI election coming up. And we're joined by Dale Ratner, the local election supervisor here in the studio.
Hello again.
As well as Sean Rhodes, our staff LSB member.
Hello.
Nia Bediaco, who is our listener sponsor.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Well, we just
sorry.
Heard you. We
just I'm just heard paying
you.
Attention.
and from Los Angeles, we are joined by Casey Peters, who is the National Election Supervisor. Hi, Casey, again.
Greetings from Southern California.
Greetings, where he supervises all five of the Pacifica sister stations. That means the one in Houston, one in Berkeley, one in Los Angeles, one in Washington, and WBAI here in New York. And we are going to take some of your calls here. About these procedures, about how to either become a candidate or how to make sure that your vote will be counted, that you are a properly registered voter in the WBAI upcoming elections. So, hello, this is WBAI and you are on the air. Hello?
Yes, I have two questions. My first question is, how do programs currently get on air?
Well, that's not really an issue that the local station board deals with.
Well, I've just heard someone say that the program committee does exactly that.
Actually, she didn't say there's that it does exactly that.
There's a process whereby the board, you know...
Involves itself in programming?
Yes.
No.
Is it not?
No. What I said was that the committee looks at the processes and how programming gets on the
air.
Well,
that's what I'm asking. What are the processes? How?
I'm not on that committee, but as I understand, the committee is still investigating that. They haven't been able to get clear and definitive answers on how things are done around here.
That is correct.
That theorem would hold for a lot of things. My second question is, this promo that was just, this cart that was just played about the LSB member who is seeking to divert money to his own, who is that individual?
I don't think it's appropriate to
I do.
Reiterate that.
I do.
The
the
point
the
is that people should be supporting
and,
WBAI. Well, but let the board handle that as an internal matter.
Internal when it's made publicly on the air, sir. That's not internal
the
any longer.
The point is that people should be sending their donations to WBAI.
I want to know. You're evading my question, and you're doing some flim-flummery, you know, which I object to, sir. How many members, for example, are there? How many staff members are there, for example, in the membership department?
In the membership department?
In the membership
department.
I'm not
sure that I understand your question, George.
No. How many staff members work in the membership department?
The membership department meaning in the premiums and the membership?
No, meaning the membership department with Evelyn Andino Rosa.
Do you mean unpaid staff people?
I mean anybody. How many people are there working in that department?
I think there's Evelyn Andino is the head of that department. Am I right? Have I got anything wrong here? I think that's correct.
So,
and the others would be volunteers.
Well, there are no others.
Well, there would
well,
be
we
other
do
volunteers.
Have volunteers.
I have been.
How is this question exactly relevant to the voting procedure?
Because it has to do with the running and administration of this station.
Well, there's
which
one.
I think. Yeah, okay. It's so mismanaged and misrun, to coin a word.
Well, maybe you'd like to get a packet of to run for the LSB
well,
yourself.
Well, I'm a member of the station, so I would like to get a packet. And will those packets be given out on August 31st?
Yes, they will.
Yes, they will be available
okay.
on August 31st.
Thank
Good.
You very much.
All right. Thank you. May have a candidate there. And you're on the air. This is WBAI. Hello?
Hi, everybody.
Hi.
I'd like to give my remarks to Dale or KC. This program should be repeated on the weekend for the 9-to-5ers. We're 85% of the, you know, the radio audience. And also we'll need a phone number for people who do not have computers. Now, my question is, just to give a heads up here, at the last election, my ballot was returned to me stating P.O. Box closed when it was clearly postmarked 2 days before the deadline. And upon querying the post office and giving them the P.O. Box number, the lady asked if that was the BAI box number. And I said yes, and she said the post office had a lot of problems with BAI picking up all of their bags of mail on time, and Monroe and maybe others also had their ballots returned. So my questions are, who's responsible for picking up all of the ballots, and is the P.O. box open for a couple of days after the deadline so that late deliveries to the P.O. box, which are postmarked by the deadline, are accepted, as even one borough at the time was having trouble with mail delays.
All right. Well, that's a good question. Let's have the answer. Dale?
Okay. The answer is that the box is set up. We have a six-month contract for it, so that's good. It's good until January 2007, so hopefully it won't close. But the procedure is I'm the only one responsible and who's allowed to open the WBAI elections mailbox. No one else has access to it, and I have to show ID to it.
But Dale does not do that alone. He has at least two representatives with him, witnesses, to make sure that, and they are balanced by political leanings, to make sure that everybody knows that it's all on the up and up, that the ballots have been handled in a safe and secure manner, and that everybody's vote is counted. Now, the ballots need to be received by November 15th. So make sure that when you get your ballot, you read the pamphlet and think about what candidates you prefer, and make sure to get your ballot mailed in a timely manner, well ahead of the deadline.
And on November 15th, people can drop off their ballots in person at the station until midnight. So if you are running late, there is that option. And if you have not received your ballot, ballots will be available at the station with showing proper ID. And in terms of setting up a phone number, we're working on that. And as soon as I have voicemail at the station, I'll put that number on an announcement and on the WBAI website.
And people will be able to
contact
you.
Yeah, they'll be able to call in and leave a voicemail, and I'll get back to the voice Okay. Now.
Now, and this apparently was a glitch in the process last year, and you've taken correction. You've made corrections here so it doesn't happen again.
Yes. We do not want the problems that have happened in previous years to happen again, and both Casey and I have taken steps to make sure those glitches do not occur again.
Okay, that's great. Okay, next, you are on the air. This is WBAI.
Hi. I attended the board meeting last night, and the board set a date for another meeting on September 18th, and when I entered in my calendar, I found that was primary day. And while this has nothing to do with the elections, it's a way of getting that information to the board so that if primary day might interfere with attendance at the board meeting, the board is able to change it promptly. That's all. Thank you.
Thank you for your information. We have another call. Okay, WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi. Thank you very much. I just wanted to make a couple of comments or clarify a few things I heard. As a local station board member and previous director, there were a few bits of misinformation. The community needs assessment is a legal committee. It's part of the it's a necessary committee, and it's not to like make motions about a police brutality. It's an actual community advisory board. It's a law that we are required to have this committee to check our community needs assessment. So it's
okay.
Not. And another thing.
And shouldn't you identify yourself since me like an actual local board member?
Right. This is Patty Heffley, and I'm a board member, local station board, and previous director. And the other thing is that I think people are really need to hear that. I don't know if it really was clear. This is a governing board. It's not an advisory board. We have real duties to do, like the budgets, real programming things, and we really need good people that are committed to the radio station and moving that forward as the main goal, not being a part of an organization that wants access to the station and gets on the board in order to have that, because that doesn't really work. It's a governing board, and it is a fair amount of work, and it is a commitment to care about the station above any other community organization or any other things like that. It's really important to think that WBAI and Pacifica is the interest there and moving that forward and being very strong about it. That would be my opinion, and I would hope that there will be some great listeners out there that are interested in saving the foundation and the network and the station.
Okay, thank you. I would like to ask the two people here in the studio with us who are now currently also on the local station board, Nia and Sean, really what sort of a time commitment this takes, because it's, the way Patty described it, this is an effort of that requires a lot of energy. Can you assess somewhat how many hours a week it might, being a board member, might require on the low end? Let's start with the low end, because not every board member is very, very active in multiple committees, as, say, the two of you are.
Well, I'll start. It requires at least 3 hours for the monthly LSB meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can do that, you're in a good start. You're mm-hmm. in a good place. Committee meetings, if you decide to get involved in one or two or however many other committees you decide to get involved in, those are at least 2 or 3 hour affairs as well. I would echo Patty's statement in that this is a trust, that we're stewards and we have a great responsibility here. Just so that you have a realistic picture of what to anticipate, what to expect, it's not a day at the beach. Okay, this is not for the faint of heart. So you have to have a strong constitution, and you also have to be very committed to seeing that the station and the network survive.
Can you say why it isn't a day at the beach while we wait for our next caller? Caller, hold on while we hear this answer.
It's not a day at the beach. It's like in any organization or any business. When you deal with different people, you have to really master the skill of learning to work with the nature of different people. There's some people who want to work with you. It's a very diverse group. You have happy people. You have not so happy people. You have people who want to work with you. You have people who don't want to work with you. And in dealing with the station, you know, there are people who will cooperate. There are people who won't cooperate. And I'm being, you know, very honest about this. So, but it's not unusual. It's just like any other organization. I think the bottom line is that people should have, or, you know, board members should have a commitment to the station, to the foundation, and to be fair, and to know that this thing called WBAI is absolutely important. It gets the information out to the underserved communities, and we need, so be fair, honest, and be committed to the station. Try to work collaboratively with people.
Okay, caller, you're on the air. This is WBAI.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, I am affiliated with WBAI. I've been affiliated with WBAI for about 20 years. And I am very concerned about the fact that a local station board member has actually emailed hundreds or thousands of members telling them to send their membership to his personal address. And there have been no repercussions whatsoever. I've never heard of anything like this. Every organization, every business.
Well, actually, I think that this is really under legal consideration, isn't it? I don't think this is an issue that is really about the voting and the candidacy at this moment.
Well,
unless Dale or Casey decides that it is one here.
Except that people should make sure that they send their money to WBAI, and that way you don't have the possibility of being held back by somebody who may have a personal or political interest in interfering with the governance process.
Well, political or personal, let me just ask this. Has WBAI actually issued anything in writing or broadcasted to any of our members saying to them that that is absolutely unauthorized and should not occur? WBAI done that?
There was just a broadcast during the break from the program director about that, and I never saw this email, so if you want to send it to me at votewbai@gmail.com, then I'll look at it and examine it and further issue with Casey in regards to national bylaws.
I think that's appropriate because we did hear a whole minute note from the program director.
But in terms of a board member's responsibility, the caller is absolutely right. And all prospective board members out there, and even current board members, that we do have a responsibility not to divert funds to our personal homes. Sean can't send it to his home. I cannot send it to his home. And, I mean, the caller is absolutely right. And the board member, is Steve Brown. And it is true. As an officer of the local station board, it is my responsibility to say that listeners are not to send their money to Steve Brown's apartment. That's violating the fiduciary responsibility. And board members out there, when you get on the board, new ones, please do not do that. Thank you.
Well, okay. We'll take the next call, though I understand that is it may be an unlikely thing to do, but whether it's illegal is still a question. Am I right or
no,
wrong
it's not.
Here? It's not illegal. It's not illegal to collect checks.
It's not legal.
Made out to WBAI.
No, it's not legal
to
divert.
If anyone has done so already, it is your check is still good, right?
Well, under the in terms
you,
of
you can still become a member.
In terms of it's not legal to send it to your apartment or to tell people not to send it to the station, to send it to your apartment. There's a post office box that it goes to. The funds that are received there go directly to the bank. It's a lockbox.
Let's not get diverted on this issue because this is really a legal issue. It isn't really for our purposes, and I think Casey and Dale would agree. This is a real aberrant issue here. WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi, I am another local board member, Carolyn Burden, and I'm not a lawyer, and I don't think anyone on the program is, with all due respect, but I do know that it's not illegal for board members to try and collect money for the station, and I think board members and staff members and management members have solicited funds from individuals, and if the checks go to their home or if they go to the station, that's not the problem. The problem is, do they end up at WBAI? So I think it's really wrong to, I think Steve Brown has done a service here by trying to collect money for the station, and I
understand certainly if somebody gets up at a public meeting or a political event and says, please make contributions to WBAI, and then promptly delivers those checks to the station, then that would be appropriate. But to say that somebody should not send their money to the station, I believe, is inappropriate.
Well, all right.
Anyway, what we're doing on this program...
This is not... Really, this is why WBAI Local Station Board is not a picnic. So you're giving everybody an idea what's the problem here.
All right. My only point was that people should not give out legal advice on the air when, in fact, they really don't know. We don't have a legal opinion on this.
Nobody's giving a legal opinion, but we are trying to encourage the listeners out there to become listener sponsors, because WBAI is a non-commercial station, and what other media outlet have you listened to or seen where we have this kind of openness in our governance process? We're trying to include you, the listener, in becoming involved in the station, either through volunteer activity or by serving on the board, or at least by sending in your contribution and becoming a voting member of the station.
Okay, folks, and Dale is with you. And now let's hope that we get some actual listeners here. And WBAI, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Sand Aronson, a real listener. Could somebody please give out that P.O. box number? I couldn't catch it. It's changed from the old one, where people can send the money. It's not given out enough. And were I well enough, I would be fighting to be on the board. Bye.
That what? What? Say that again? What did she say? She would be fighting to be on... Oh, she weren't in...
Was she cut off? Well...
Okay. I see. She would if she could. Okay. WBAI, you are on the air. Caller, you're on the air with us. Caller, you are on the air with us. Hello. Are you there?
Hi. So much for a real listener. But I am a real listener, although I am a board member. I just want to say one thing that I think is really important. I think the people who understand the need for WBAI, who have learned from WBAI, whose lives have been changed by information that they've received, whose inspiration and whose basis for getting involved in social change is linked to the work that they've done on heard on WBAI, and who appreciate our programming and both our paid and unpaid staff, and who are serious about working collaboratively with other people to get the work done, and who can afford to donate, you know, about, depending on how active you are in any given, on committees and so forth, I would say a minimum of 7 hours a week.
I think it's fair for you, Serene, I think you should also identify yourself. And the caller, two callers ago, was another board member, Carolyn Burden, and this is yet another one. And, of course, they all are very informed about the procedures of elections and candidacies. So this is Serene Roberts, and she's suggesting that you call upon yourself.
I think that if you, in fact, have about 5 to 7 hours on average a week, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're spending that much time each week, but over the course of a month, that's what it averages if you're serious in terms of board meetings and local committee meetings and so on and so forth, and that you should consider running for the board. And if, in fact, you don't have that kind of time, but you have any time, show up at a committee meeting. The committee meetings, you can call the hotline, which is 212-209-2919. Come to the meetings. You need photo ID. It's a new process to get into the building, but we work with you on that. You know, come on out and support the station.
Okay.
I know that.
Thank you.
We're
coming to the end of our time here. I want to thank you all very much, particularly the board members who were impelled to call because of their commitment themselves. You're being invited to become a candidate for the LSB. I want to thank very much Casey Peters, National Election Super.
Thank you for hosting
the program. Thank you so much. And Dale Ratner, with whom we'll be chatting many times now in the coming weeks. Dale Ratner is the local election supervisor. Thanks so much to Nia Bediako, who is our listener sponsor, member of the LSB, and Sean Rhodes, who represents the staff here. I'm Janet Coleman, and I want to thank Michael G. Haskins for making this all possible. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.